He's under command to only speak what he hears. He got only two people, if you allow me to say it like I know God, not a person. He's a person, but he's not people like I, we call him. He got only two that he listened to. That's God the Father, God the Son. There's only two. So anybody else talking, he ain't saying nothing. If I'm up here talking a bunch of religious stuff, a bunch of unbelief, he's not going to confirm that. So if he says something and I said God said that and it didn't happen, that means God didn't say it. I said something that... Because he's only going to say what the Father and the Son said. And he will do what?
Woo.
He will do what? Show you things to come. I don't know how come the time gets so fast. I'm going to close real quick. He will show you what? Things to come. He shall glorify me. Notice he said he will show you things to come. That means he want to show us about 2018. Okay. And when he, and not only he will show you things to come, he said he shall glorify me. For he shall receive what? A mind and do what? Show it unto you. That's a friend. I got on the inside of me. He's going to receive what belongs to Jesus. He and God has made Jesus an heir to everything he owned and everything he had. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I have a right to because I'm a joint heir. And I don't know what's mine. I know, let me change. I don't know all what's mine. So he's going to take what belongs to Jesus and show it to me and show it to you. Hallelujah. So I won't be confused about the matter. I will know what belongs to me. I know that long life belongs to me. I know that peace belongs to me. I know that I'm strong in the Lord. I'm supposed to be strong. I know he will take what's mine and show it unto you. Did not we just read a while back, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also? That means he'll show me I'm to do just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, all things, now listen to this, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, says I, that he shall take a mind and do what? Does God have poverty? Does he have sickness? Does he have death? He's going to show you life. He's going to show you peace. He's going to show you truth. He's going to expose the enemy. I would if I had time to read this, but I got to go on. I'm closing with this because of the time. In the 20th, if you pull up Acts chapter 21, Acts 21:10. Go ahead and turn to Acts 21:10. Listen to this, and this is closing. They don't want it. And we go from there. Hallelujah. Woo, my friend. Hallelujah. Acts 21:10. Paul was about to, watch Paul was, he was about to leave some of his followers. And he said in the same chapter, down to 28 verse, the 20th chapter, he said, that I'm going to leave you. And he was talking to the leaders. And just hold your verse, one we got there, in the 21st chapter of the book of Acts. And I want to read this one in chapter 20. He said, in the 28th verse, he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which I purchased with my own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, grievous wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, also of your own selves shall men rise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And this is what we've had all the time. We've seen this over and over. Men rise up, they try to, and people, and draw away people from the truth just to get them a group. But he was about to leave, and then he had to go to Jerusalem. And I don't have time to go in all this, but I want to get this verse. And Paul, in the previous chapter, had said what Agabus prophesied to him. He knew that. What am I saying? I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. You don't have to go through life and surprise it happen to you. I'm going to say it again. The reason why we have so many surprises is because we ain't listened to our friends. Are y'all hearing me? There's some thing that the enemy planned can be stopped. But this one, Paul knew that it couldn't be stopped, but he knew that he would go through it and triumph over it. So I'm going to read this and then let you go. He said, and as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's girdle, that means his belt, and bound his own hand and feet. That means Agabus tied himself up and said, thus says the Holy Ghost. Who said it? So shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle, this belt, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Did it happen? Can y'all pull me up verse 33 real quick? Are you able to do that? What I want you to see, the accuracy of the Holy Ghost. Then the chief captain came near and did what? And took him. And did what? And commanded him to be bound with two chains. And what? And demanded who he was and what he had done. Was the Holy Ghost accurate? And I can show you in the previous chapter, Paul said himself, I know I'm going to the room, they're going to bind me and all that. But he told them while they were weeping, I didn't read that to you. He said, what y'all mean to cry and break my heart? I'm not only willing to be bound, but I'm willing to die.